here, if you would, Ray, just stay there if you would till the kids start coming in. Trust that y'all had a good restful week in the Lord. It's good to see his hand at work. Do be in prayer for the people in the Bahamas. They have a long road ahead of recovery, getting things back in order, back to livable conditions, looks like. Brother Ray and I was talking, he was picking up the kids this evening for the kids club, and I told Brother Ray, I said, I guarantee you tonight, in the dry spot, there's 4, 5, 6, maybe 10, 12 Bohemians gathered together having church. Because that's just what you do. The church is not the building. It's a body of people that God puts together, those saved people that are baptized, propagating the gospel together. And tonight, somewhere over there in Bahamas, they're having church. I guarantee it. It's just how things work. And so be in prayer for them. Be in prayer for them as they meet. They're having to sing songs without song books tonight, having to possibly even preach and teach without even scriptures. I mean, that's some of those places are completely destroyed. And so they're having church. And so praise God for it. Brother Ray, go ahead and play. Kids are going to come. Get your money ready. Brother G.E. Hodges wrote this outline that I'm about to go through. It is a good outline on biblical missions. And I just want to fill in some of the gap. We started off our missions month, emphasis month, this past Sunday with Brother Chase and Brother Misson with us. And then this coming week, we'll have another missionary with us getting in. They're from out of Georgia, but they'll be here with us Sunday morning and Sunday night. And so I'm going to fill in a little bit of why it is important that a church be involved in world missions. And when I speak of world missions, it has to start outside these doors. Jerusalem, our Jerusalem, Judea, North Florida, Samaria, the North American hemisphere, and then the uttermost parts of the world. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, if you would on your own, you go study that and you look at it. There's a unique word in there. That word is both, B-O-T-H, both. And God commands us there that we are to both witness in Jerusalem and Judea, both Jerusalem, Samaria, both Jerusalem, uttermost parts of the world. And without the help of missionaries, it is an impossibility to fulfill that command. It is literally an impossibility. But he says, after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power, and you shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost parts of the world. That's Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. He tells us here upon the globe, which Sister Maria made for us here, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16, 15. So it is an impossibility, dear friend, to do this without the help of missions and the mission work as it is done through God-called missionaries as they're sent out by local churches, as you find in Acts chapter 13, as Paul and Barnabas was sent out, and they were helped by missionaries, by churches on their missionary journeys as they went. Malachi teaches us in Malachi 3:8 that people have robbed God in tithes and offerings. There's a complete difference in an offering. It's not the same. Tithe is what is required. It belongs to God without question, without thought. And I know there's a lot of churches in this New Testament, in this era which we live in, that do not believe in tithing, that it is not a New Testament thing. But it is a New Testament thing, because God said to the Pharisees, Jesus said to them, that you tithe on mint and cumin. He said, you literally tithe on the items in your pantry, you know, as you gather up mint and cumin, herbs, and you lay aside. You do that there. And so Jesus commended them for doing that. He didn't. He just didn't do that. He said, but listen, you're missing the greater part there. So tithe is, a tenth portion is biblical for today. It is. This won't be a message on tithing, but I want you to know in Malachi 3:8, God said, you've robbed me in tithes and offering. And so there's a difference. And so we want to look at biblical missions, because it is done through local church setting, and so we have to be involved in those. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 15, the Bible says, not boasting of the things without our measure. We're not talking about something that is without or we can't measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith, he's talking to the church at Corinth, the local church, the local body of believers, is when your church, Corinth, church of Corinth, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. Why will they be enlarged, and why should their faith be increased? And this is why, verse 16. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast of another man's line of things made ready to your hand, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, for not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Biblical missions is, we've got to have an understanding of. So in the Wednesday nights coming, and in the middle of the month, I did not invite a missionary to come, because we're going to spend a lot of time. I think it's a pastor's job to take the Bible and to teach. But I wanted these missionaries to come and to light a fire under us to help us to understand it. Praise God. We supported this time 14 different ministries outside of in our mission work. But I believe that we can have our faith increased. And I believe by God's blessing, we can enlarge our scope that we might preach even further. And I've been praying, and I'm asking God that an increase of faith would happen in our church, that by the end of this year, we'll be able to support 20 missionaries a month through our missions giving here at the church. The Bible is God's Word, where we are, where our Lord commands each one of us as His children to go on a mission trip. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Matthew is there, Mark 65. So He's commanded us to do that, but He understands that we are a member of a local body, and so we can't jump up and go into Africa, into Germany or into Ireland, but we can help through financial support, prayer support, get the Word of God to these places. And so he commands us to do that. You know, it's been times that we have taken a mission trip as a church, which is a blessing to get somebody to see the actual need, because sometimes when your eyes lay upon the need that is before us, it burns a fire in us, so that when we get back here to our local church city, we want to be involved on our first and third Thursday night visitations, our second and fourth Saturday visitations, because it is impossible, dear friend, I'm telling you, it's impossible to have a God-given burden for Spain, where we are told we'd be a witness, if we're not burdened for our neighbors right down the road. How in the world could our community go to hell in the shadow of our steeple and we're given missions to go into Africa? How can that happen? It can. When people drive past this church, dear friend, they got to know there's a church in this community that is concerned for their souls. Now, the Lord has a plan and a method of carrying out missions around the world, and he's very specific. I'm not talking about some man-made, thought-up thing, dear friend. God commands us to go. It's God's way. It's God's plan. You know, and the explanation is found in the Word of God as we do that. In some fashion, he makes it very possible for some of us to leave our location where we're at, go forth into, and to accomplish the mission, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, the purpose of missions is simple. Years ago, I was sitting around pondering this word missions. We have a banner on this side of the church and on this side of the church, missions. And as I pondered that, I began to think about an asterisk or whatever you call that, a cross stick or whatever the word or term is. But missions, it's personal. My indebted service seeking isolated ones needing salvation. And that's what I came up with. I said, Lord, I need to know why I, as your child, why and how can I be involved in fulfilling Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. I want to be involved in your command of going into all the world. God, I'm but one person. And God laid on my heart, my indebted service, seeking isolated ones needing salvation. And so the purpose of missions, dear friend, is that our Father created us and knows what is best within the framework of mankind. And the Lord, as he knows what's best, he therefore has designed a purpose for each and every one of us. We have a purpose. And so we got to find that purpose that is before us. Go with me to Ephesians, if you would, chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and part of our purpose, dear friend, is to accomplish his work for all creation. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 11. We're talking about biblical missions, and on Wednesday night we're going to keep this thought going on as we go. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 11. Listen to what it says. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Praise God for salvation, because we are heir and joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ and all that belongs to him. The Bible says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. It is the will of God, dear friend, that we be involved in world missions. Starting outside these doors. That means taking tracts, passing them out, inviting people to know the Christ that you know as your personal Lord and Savior. It is predestined. It is the will of God that once we get saved, that we would be a witness for him. Not only here, but like Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, into the uttermost parts of the world and everywhere in between and there to come. And so the purpose of mission is to help us accomplish his work for all creation. For the grace of God has appeared to all men. It's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, if that's God's will, what is His purpose for missions? So that we can be worked through by the Holy Spirit of God and help accomplish that work of creation. How shall they hear unless they be sent, says Romans. And so, we have missionaries come in. God gives us a burden. We begin to give in that offering beyond our tithes. You bribe me in tithes and offerings. We give in that offering and say, Lord, I want to be a part. I want to do my portion. I want to be included and be accountable to your word. And so by being accountable, I want to be faithful to get the gospel around the world. And it, dear friends, just be honest with you, it takes money. There's no other way around it. It takes money. Well, they ought to get a real job. It is a real job. And God says that we should muzzle the ox of the one that preaches the gospel. How do you muzzle? You withstand giving. It is a purpose, and the purpose is to accomplish God's will. Look with me over in Matthew chapter 11, what God says for us to do. He gives us an opportunity to strengthen us in this work. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 28, if you would. This is a wonderful verse of Scripture that helps encourage us and strengthens us and helps us when we're heavy and burdened and laid down. But it goes deeper and beyond that, dear friend. It gives us an opportunity to be involved in the work of God by the strengthening of the Lord Himself. Look what it says in verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The work of the Lord is labor, and it needs rest. We need rest. We need the strength of the Lord. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Dear friend, nobody in this world can enjoy the rest of the Lord if they're not born again. And how they get born again? Somebody's got to preach the gospel to them. You cannot come and find this rest and find this strength unless you're saved, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must be born again. If you want to come, and Jesus says, come and learn. What does the Great Commission tell us? That we're to go into all the world, preach the gospel, baptizing them, and doing what? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever He has commanded us. What does He command us? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. How can they do that? How can they be involved unless they're born again and be involved in the work of God and the accomplishment of the work of God? Look with me over in Hebrews, if you would, chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. So we're to accomplish His work. That's the purpose of missions. His work is that none should be saved. None should be lost, but all should come and have opportunity to trust Christ, their personal Lord and Savior. He gives us opportunity to do that. And the work of the Lord is a labor, and it's tiresome, and we need to rest ourselves upon Him, taking our yoke upon Him, and learn of Him. And what was His whole thing? He went about doing good, presenting Himself as the Messiah, the Lamb of God, that whoever would believe in Him should be saved. And so that is why He says, come unto me, learn, and do as I did, and there's rest for your souls. But there's a designed reward for those that are faithful to do it in obedience. Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. What did the Bible say in our text? That our faith should be increased and we shall be able to be enlarged and preach the gospel in regions beyond. But without faith, it is impossible. Pastor, we can't take on 4 more missionaries. By faith, we can give and be a part and take to the Lord. What can I do? Pastor, I don't have a lot of extra money. I'm going to tell you, dear friend, it don't take a lot when God's involved. But what God says to do, get involved, and then you just be faithful to that. He was impressed with 2 mites, dear friend. He was impressed with just 2 mites that widow lady gave. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Look with me in verse number 26 and see what happened with Moses. Moses there, it says, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than their treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the what? Recompense of reward. There's a reward for doing this. Dear friend, the one that wins souls, the Bible says, is wise. There's a purpose for missions, and it's not just to put letters on a board, dear friend. Praise God for the letters, but the whole purpose is that our coast may be enlarged, that we preach the gospel in regions beyond. I've been starting praying about different areas in Florida. I'll tell you, dear friend, we got some poor areas in Florida. But the around the city of Palatka, it's a poor place. I mean, it is poverty stricken there, and says, well, why would we want to go there? What can they do? It ain't for what they can do for us. It's for what we have that we can present to them. Peter said, it's not by silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ I give unto you, you blind man, rise. The lame man, was he lame? Lame. Rise and walk. The Bible says he jumped for joy. It wasn't about silver and gold. It's not what we can get, dear friend. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So there's a design reward for faithfulness, and it's impossible to please God without faith. Well, why do we need faith? We need faith, dear friend, that we might be able to see and the gospel be preached to every creature. By faith. By faith. Every January you come together, you say, pray, I ask you to pray. Pray, ask God to move in your heart. What will you do for the Scripture Press? And you give an offering, and we buy paper, and by God's grace, we print Scriptures, and we give those Scriptures out, dear friend. As those Scriptures go, and they get into the hands of those, that's fruit that abounds to your account. Because you took a step of faith and gave an offering towards the Scripture Press, and it gets out the Word of God into the mission work, and they use that. Brother Howard Hewitt.